Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Buckle up, Buttercup, because today we're diving headfirst into the lightning-fast world of SaaS product building.
Ooh, exciting. So what's the secret sauce? Are we talking magic beans or something?
Better than magic beans. Think Vercel, Supabase, Stripe, the trifecta of SaaS awesomeness. We're using Vercel's subscription starter template, a Next.js powerhouse that's ready to roll.
Vercel, huh? I see. So like a pre-built foundation? That sounds conveniently amazing.
Exactly. It's like having a sous chef prepped and ready. You get a Next.js front-end, Supabase back-end, and Stripe integration, all gift-wrapped and ready for deployment. Just click deploy, link your GitHub, and boom, instant SaaS project.
Hold on, Supa what? Stripe? Too many new ingredients. Break it down for me, chef.
Supabase is our back-end hero, a Postgres database with superpowers, like authentication and edge functions. It's basically the engine room. And Stripe, that's our cashier, handling those sweet, sweet subscriptions.
Got it. Database and payments. So like the bank and the vault, but how do they all connect?
Seamlessly. The template sets up environment variables for you, so Supabase and Stripe can chat like old friends. You just grab your Stripe keys, plop them into Vercel, and let the magic happen. You know, the technical magic.
Okay, sounds like a lot of behind-the-scenes wizardry. But what about actually building the product, the thing people pay for?
Right. After deploying, you head over to Stripe and create your pricing plans. Hobby, pro, whatever tickles your fancy. Set the price, billing cycle, and watch them appear in your app like poof.
So like I can offer different subscription tiers, monthly, yearly, all that jazz?
All the jazz. And the best part? Supabase automatically syncs all your Stripe data. Customers, products, subscriptions, it's all there in your database, ready for you to analyze and optimize. Isn't that something?
What about user logins? Can I add a sign-in with Google button, or do I need a PhD in cryptography?
No PhD required. Supabase handles authentication like a pro. Enable GitHub, Google, or other providers with a few clicks. Just grab some client IDs and secrets, paste them into Supabase, and you're golden. Though, don't forget that site URL configuration in Supabase. It's a tiny detail, but boy, can it trip you up.
Okay, got it. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, except for that URL thing. So, we've built our SaaS, users can sign in, subscribe. Are we millionaires yet?
Almost. You just need to switch Stripe from test mode to live mode. Grab your live keys, update your Vercel environment variables, redeploy, and cha-ching, real money.
Whoa, hold your horses. Directly changing production? That sounds a bit risky. Shouldn't we, test things first?
Excellent point. You're absolutely right. For real-world projects, setting up a local development environment is crucial. Test everything, break everything, fix everything, then deploy with confidence. But hey, for a quick demo, this is pure gold.
I see, interesting. So this is more like a rapid prototype, a delicious appetizer before the main course of a robust, locally developed SaaS.
Precisely. It's the perfect way to validate your idea, test the waters, and get that MVP out the door faster than you can say Supabase.
Awesome, I'm sold. But one last question. Where can I learn more about this magical SaaS recipe?
Well, you've come to the right place. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll delve deeper into local development and other SaaS secrets. But for now, that's all the time we have. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.